It was a great experience, you know, playing with one of my best friends. He's a great playmaker. You know, it's been fun, you know, being a part of his success, and, you know, and I just love him to death. It's a little bit of both. I think my game will transition real well. I think I'll thrive in the NFL offense, you know, move around, play a little bit of slot, you know, both sides of the ball. Yeah. It's helped a lot, you know. I think a lot of other basketball players should play football. You know, we have the qualities, and you know, just jump ball in the air. You know, treat it like a rebound, and you know, it helped me get to off press. You know, use my quickness when I used to dribble. So everything just incorporates into football. A lot of people had me running 4.6, 4.7, but I think I crack a 4.5 or below. You know, I think everybody can improve on route running. You know, that's it's a great quality to have, you know. But my freshman year, I felt my route running wasn't as good. This past year, I feel I improved. But, you know, I have a high ceiling, you know. I think I'm one of the best players in this draft, and I think I can just keep getting better. It'll be very beneficial. You know, I looked up to all the big receivers in the NFL, and, you know, to play with them would be great. You know, learn from them and, you know, take some attention off them and just help the team win. There's a lot of great receivers in this draft, don't get me wrong, but I feel I'm the best one. Yeah, I think so. You know, I'm a fan of a lot of the receivers in this draft. And, you know, I haven't seen a draft stacked like this with receivers in a long time. Vertical. I've been working with James Lofton out in San Diego. You know, a great receiver. He's in the Hall of Fame. You know, he's a great guy. Oh, he's been teaching me a lot. Just keeping my arms moving when I'm running routes, stay low, and just get in and out of my cuts.
Mike, what would junior guys have a tougher time sometimes more for a
team? When I face it, I've had my career days. So, you know, I like man coverage. And if you watch my film, I think you'll see that I like it. And, you know, I embrace it.
Mike, what would you do, or more importantly, what would you say if you're going up against Richard Sherman and he's going
at him? Oh, man, I'm a big Richard Sherman fan. You know, that'll be a fun matchup. You know, I'm going to go at him.
Do you feel that with the way the Seattle quarterbacks play so physically, it's most important for a wide receiver like yourself to win at the point of the catch?
Yes, definitely. You know, they'll take the air out of them, you know, make them stop talking a little bit. You know, I got a couple, garbage catches with him scrambling all the time. So, you know, he throws great balls all the time, you know, throws it away from the defender where only I can get it. So, you know, he's a great passer and a great player.
What was your favorite Johnny Manziel story that
stands out? Just him winning the Heisman and me being a part of it. That's the best thing right there. Great teammate. Always willing to work. You know, I go to war with him over anybody. Yeah, you know, going into it, you know, kind of thinking it's my last game, overly emotional, you know, trying to get a pass interference call, bonehead play by me, you know, the second personal foul, was upset, didn't know why I got that one, and Johnny came to the sideline, you know, him being a leader, myself being a leader, you know, we talked it over, and he told me he needed me to win the game, and came through in the second half, and ended a great career. I think I pushed off at the end of the play the play was dead, and I think I pushed him off. We were running, and I slapped the corner by. Work ethic, you know, work ethic and, you know, being in a film head, you know, getting there, watching film, especially route running, and, you know, a little talent never hurt.
What teams have you interviewed?
I've interviewed with 8 teams, Seahawks, Super Bowl champs, among others.
Bucks, Lions,
The Lions, yes, sir. Not yet. No, sir. Not yet. It helps blocking. It helps in jump balls. Yeah. Oh, you're good. Yeah, sometimes, you know, I break off my route early because you never know what he's going to do. And you never know where the play's going to end up. So whenever he's running, you know, we had scramble drill rules, but we neglect them, you know, in the heat of the moment, you know, just try to get open. On the field, I don't know if y'all notice, you know, I talk way more on the field than I do in the media. You know, I seem like a quiet guy maybe to the media, but on the field, yeah, I talk a little noise. George Whitfield, I'm at his draft camp in San Diego, and he hired James Lofton to come out there, and, you know, it's been great so far. Just being a great guy, you know, just growing up as a man, and, you know, he's teaching me to be a better football player as well, but he's teaching me a lot of off-the-field things, too. Yeah, you know, I get a lot of Vincent Jackson comparisons. That's a great comparison. But I think Brandon Marshall, you know, he's vicious after the catch, big physical guy, can go up and get it, you know, blocks real well. So I've modeled my game after him since high school. You have to have good hand-eye coordination. You know, you got timing with the ball. It's a lot of things. You know, there's a lot of smaller guys that are good at jump balls as well. So, you know, just being quick off the ground.
Mike, has there been some relief just getting with the combine, all the anticipation, waiting for it to get here? Now that you're here, do you feel some relief?
Yes, I do, actually. The formal interviews I was a little worried about, but, you know, it's not too bad. You know, they want you to be yourself, and, yeah, just want to know who you are. And I'm confident in sharing who I am with those guys. A little bit of both. Got to be smart. Depends on the team, you know, what they think about my speed. But, you know, I think I'm going to surprise a lot of people. And just watch Sunday. Yes, definitely. You know, get in the DB's head. You know, DBs always try to get in my head, you know, so I counter it, you know, talk a little noise to them. Do everything I can to have an advantage on the field. Yeah, plenty of times. Just early on, we were clicking on all cylinders. You know, our offense was just rocking. You know, great O-line play, best player in the country at quarterback. You know, great group of receivers. And they played a lot of man coverage. So to us, that's disrespectful. So, you know, we was just winning. And, you know, all week, practice getting off man coverage. And it worked out.
Thank you very much, Mike.